What happened to $200?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. During oil's summer rally, there was no shortage of experts saying the price was headed for $200 a barrel. Now some people are saying it's headed for $100 a barrel. Oil fell to $118 this morning. That's a three-month low and a far cry from the peak of $147. Falling demand in the U.S. and increasing supply from OPEC is helping. Plus, a lot of fat investors like hedge funds are selling and taking their profits. So oil company stocks are taking a hit. Exxon shares dropped 4% yesterday. The bank Wachovia lost about 10%. It added up to a losing day for Wall Street. The Dow fell 42 points, a fraction, to 11,284. The Nasdaq dropped 25, almost a percent, to 2285. And the S&P 500 slid 11 points to 1249. In Asia today, stocks were 1 to 2% lower by the close, but European shares are 1 to 2% higher so far. Today, Delta Airlines starts charging $50 for checking a second piece of luggage. Other airlines will probably increase their baggage fees as well. It's getting so expensive that some people have decided to mail their suitcases instead. Dan Gretsch has more.
Luggage concierge Virtual Bellhop, the Luggage Club. A growing number of companies offer guaranteed door-to-door luggage service, but it'll cost you from $120 to $200 for a single bag. Jewelry artist Julie Ashton decided to ship the clothing she needed for an upcoming vacation. She boxed it up and took it to the post office a week before her trip. First-class mail cost her $16.
It really seems a lot easier in the end to do that than to lug it around the airport, check it, pay the fee, and then stand around at baggage claim waiting again.
UPS and FedEx say more people are shipping luggage, though the companies don't break out the exact numbers. A medium-sized suitcase sent by ground costs between $40 and $70, depending on where it's going. Shipping your luggage offers a big perk. Unlike the airlines, you get your money back if your bags don't arrive. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
And did you hear that JetBlue is going to start charging for the pillow and the blanket on longer flights? The package costs $7, but you do get a coupon for $5 to Bed Bath & Beyond. The country's mayors start a whistle-stop tour in Philadelphia today. The U.S. Conference of Mayors wants to get the attention of the presidential candidates by talking about the big problems for their cities. Danielle Carson reports.
Crime will be the hot topic at the conference in Philadelphia. The mayors will discuss infrastructure in New York City, the environment in Miami, poverty in Los Angeles, and the arts in Chicago. The idea behind the tour? Come up with new ideas for tackling those problems and present them to the new president next year. Miami Mayor and Conference President Manny Diaz.
These are the priority issues that we believe are necessary to move America's cities and to move America forward.
The conference tagged many of the same urban problems last year. So, have they made any progress since then?
An area like infrastructure investment, that's not something that's going to be fixed tomorrow. But it's something that the next president has to start paying attention to. And we need to start moving in the direction of making the necessary investments.
The mayor's next stop, New York City, on the 14th. In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting efforts that help save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. More on SCA risks and response at suddencardiacarrest.org.
This is, of course, the year of the rat in China. But with the Olympics 3 days away, the rat is a concern. So are the mice, the cockroaches, and the mosquitoes. Beijing has a vermin problem. Our man in London, Stephen Beard, is here to tell us about some Brits being flown in to help save the day. Stephen, who are we talking about?
Well, one company in particular, a British company called Rentokil, which is Europe's largest pest control firm, has got the contract. It's the only foreign company involved in Beijing. And it says whether it flies, bites, scuttles, stings or burrows, we'll deal with it. And they've deployed 150 staff in Beijing and an impressive array of technology to crack down on all those, you know, rats, mice, cockroaches, flies and mosquitoes.
All right. So how are they getting rid of them?
Well, they're particularly proud of what they call the smartest mousetrap in the world. This device uses radar technology. Picture a cylinder with two infrared beams. The rodent breaks the beam. That slams the door shut, triggering a blast of carbon dioxide, which dispatches the rodent. And then the whole device sends an email or a text message to the monitoring center.
Jeez, that is pretty high tech. What other kind of devices are they using?
Well, the other device is what they call the wind curtain. And this, as the visitors go through all the entrances and doorways into the various stadia in Beijing, will experience a blast of air. This is indeed air which is being blown outwards in order to keep the mosquitoes, the flies, out of the various venues.
Well, it sounds like they're going to pretty great lengths to do this. How big a problem are the rats and the mice and the cockroaches?
Well, I suppose the biggest problem is the time of year. It's very hot. This is the peak of the breeding season for a lot of these creatures. So it does call for a major effort, not just by this British company, but by the Chinese, who are themselves, of course, pretty adept at rat catching and other forms of pest control.
Well, do you get a sense that this British company feels confident that it can do the job?
They are very confident. Mm-hmm. They've been on the job since December. The one point, of course, is this is, as we know, the year of the rat in China, and they can't quite decide whether that's a good or bad omen for pest controllers.
All right, Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.